We talk a lot about the homeless and drug crisis in our state. It can be heated. It can involve a lot of negativity and bad feelings. But this time we want to share some positive news about some people getting their lives back on track with the help of a nonprofit in Snohomish County. And actually, Hannah Scott, you've been following Snohomish County's progress in the opioid and the homeless crisis up there. They're actually one of the leaders in the state. So this doesn't surprise me. They're making progress.
And this is not the county itself. This is a nonprofit in Snohomish County. So for the past 5 years, the Hand Up Project has been helping people living on the streets and dealing with addiction get their lives back on track. The nonprofit is run by Robert Smiley, a recovering addict who has a half dozen sober homes, some with as many as 36 beds, and several trailers. They do daily outreach, going into wooded areas where encampments have been set up and other spots with large numbers of homeless people. And they ask them what they need to develop a relationship with them, offering them everything from a meal or a ride to the doctor to a pack of smokes or a place to live if they're ready to kick the drugs. And one of the big keys to their success, the fact that those who've been through drug addiction and homelessness and helped by this program are the ones out there doing that daily outreach. It helps people in the throes of addiction relate. And they think, hey, if this person got their lives back, maybe so can I.
So the people in this nonprofit are also recovering and also, what, formerly homeless too?
Some of them are formerly homeless. Some of them were just addicted for a long time. Some of them lost their kids. They've been through this in one way or another, and they can identify. And that's exactly what happened with Chris more than a year ago. He had just done a year in county jail after more than 20 years of meth addiction. He had been clean for 2 weeks, and he was sleeping on a pallet behind a Home Depot in Everett where there was an outreach effort.
And I started talking to a couple of his program members, and I was like, look, if I'm not off the streets tonight, it's over. I cussed him out when they brought Robert over to me, and he's like, I can put you in a house. I can do this. I can do that. It's like, no, you can't. Nobody's going to do that for a struggling addict.
But they did. And Chris, who managed to stay clean for those 2 weeks prior to this, after getting out of lockup and was just hours away from using again that night, he said, he instead moved into a room at one of the Hand Up Project sober homes. 13 months later,
I just had my first overnight with my daughter last night, who's 2 and a half, who I lost because of my addiction through CPS. Looks like in 9 months, my case will be completely closed and my daughter will be at home with me. Because of Robert and his wanting to give me a hand up.
But he had to do the work, which includes working, having a job, staying clean this whole time, and being part of that outreach team to try to help others do the same.
Oh, so that's required of this program, too, that you then... Oh, that's new. That's good.
Yeah, it's a big part of the success, according to the organizer, Robert Smiley, who runs the Hand Up Project. And Chris did all of that, and then this past weekend, he moved into a place of his own, where he plans to focus on rebuilding his relationship with his kids.
My other daughter, who I'd lost to CPS due to my addiction, said, I heard you were clean. I want to see you. I hadn't seen her in 6 years because I was constantly in and out of jail and high.
Wow, wow, wow. So what do you think was different about Chris's story? Because you do hear this where somebody goes, okay, I'll accept the help. They get it. They go back. And they relapse and they come back and it's this revolving door, whereas Chris that night was ready and successful at this program.
So it can absolutely be the mindset. He said to me that he was for 2 weeks out there living on this pallet. He'd been out of county jail for from a year term that he spent in there for about that 2 weeks. And he didn't want to use again, but nothing was going his way. For some reason, in that 2 weeks, he started to give up. There was a needle. So they also go out and they give needle exchanges out at some of these things. They do food, right? They hand out food to people and they give needles. He went to get needles first, and that's how he got talking to some of these outreach people. They hooked him up with Robert Smiley, the organizer, and like he said, he cussed him out. He was like, you're not going to help me. You're not going to do this. I'm just ready to give up. Forget it. He's like, I got a place for you to stay tonight, so let's do that. So we did that. He met other people then, because you go back to the sober home where there's other people going through this, different levels. Yeah. They're not all newbies. And they're going through the program. And
it reminds me of Alcoholics Anonymous, where you do have that peer group, whereas this, yes, they're dealing with addiction too, but also with homelessness and having that peer relatability with homelessness apparently is key as well.
It made all the difference for him, and he's got his life back. He was so excited, moved in this past Sunday, and is definitely focused on getting those daughters back with him. He should have his youngest daughter back after supervised visits in about 3 months, he said.
Wow, good to hear.
So now, while the Hand Up Project almost always just generally helps those people with these addiction issues, they do make exceptions, which was the case last year when they came across Angelica and Joey and their two sons, Jesse and Joshua. They had come here from Colorado because the minimum wage here is higher, and they lived in a motel with another family, also trying to get ahead. They shared a car and watched each other's kids so they could work. But one day, that other family took off with everything, all their things and the car. Now, this was just before Christmas, and they had enough money for about one more week at the motel. But they'd been doing day work, and it was dried up from the agency because it was the holiday season, and they were closed. Now, they were headed to the streets, and they were terrified.
I'm not sure there's a word that describes it.
Terrified. Absolutely terrified. I mean, I grew up just north of Denver, Colorado, and there's craziness there as well. But here, it's a whole different level, and we didn't know what was going to happen to us or our kids if we had to be on the streets.
But in what they call a miracle, a group affiliated with the Hand Up Project was serving food to the homeless near their motel. And even though they were absolutely terrified to ask for help because of fear that CPS may get involved and take their boys away because of the unstable living situation, they did it anyway.
I almost didn't talk to her. I mean, the fear almost overcame it. We almost walked away and we're just going to figure it out. But something in my head told me, you know, just go talk to this woman.
I mean, it was a terrible situation, but we reached out not knowing what was going to happen. I mean, we just took a chance, and I'm glad we did.
And that's because despite Angelica and Joey not having any of those drug issues, the Hand Up program took them in, gave them a free place to stay in one of the Everett trailers for 6 months for free. And 6 months later, after working their behinds off, the family this past weekend moved into a two-story condo in Kenmore. And they're now just focused on moving forward.
There's no point to go backwards when we've seen how scared and how hard it was. I mean, that's the motivation we needed to move forward. You know, Robert and Lindsay helping us and everything else, that was the Hand Up we needed.
That's incredible. I mean, that their story right there is something that any of us could find ourselves in. Mm-hmm. We move somewhere in hopes of a better life. It doesn't quite work out. You know, a mishap happened. In their case, somebody took off with their car and we're faced with homelessness. Fortunate for them, Hand Up came in. How sustainable is this nonprofit? It sounds like they give quite a lot to these. 6 months free at a trailer.
Yeah. And they have six trailers that they have. Some of it's donated land. The one that they were living in is right behind an extended stay place where the owner of the land lets them use it. It's kind of off in a kind of a greenbelt wooded area. And then he has several sober homes, a half dozen, again, one with 36 beds in it. A lot of this is all donations. It's a 501c, by the way, been in place for 5 years. Does some work with the sheriff's office. He's got the support of the Snohomish County Sheriff's Office. They definitely need donations, though, from everything. So that family we were just talking about, they're moving into their new place. They did all that on their own. They're not on any aid of any kind. $1,400 a month, two-bedroom place. She's got a great job. She's working a lot, and she saved a lot and scrimped and saved over the last 6 months. But they don't have anything but the mattresses that the boys were living on in the trailer. And Robert Smiley and the Hand Up had some things in the garage that they're going to donate, some furniture and various things like that. But they do everything, and they're always looking for help. You can find out how you can help the agency at mynorthwest.com.
Thank you, Hannah.
You're very welcome.
That's a great story. And it's good to, it's encouraging to hear that there are programs that actually work and can get people out of homelessness. We just have to repeat that about 11,000 times.